Well, good morning, everyone, and as always, it's a joy to be with you.
大家早上好，今天是很高兴又见到大家。
As we begin this morning, I want to ask you, are you growing spiritually?
今天早上开始的时候，我请问大家一下，你们的灵命有没有成长？
Are you getting to know Christ better?
你是不是越来越多的认识基督？
And becoming more like Him.
越来越像基督。
Ephesians 4 tells us that that's what we're supposed to be doing.
这是以弗所书第四章教我们的事情。
Growing up into the measure of the stature of Christ.
要长成耶稣全备的圣量。
So think back over this past year.
想想我们去年这一年的时间。
Do you know the Bible any better than a year ago?
你现在对圣经是不是比一年前了解的更多呢？
Have you grown in your understanding of theology?
你有没有在神学上有更深的理解？
Read any good books?
有没有看一些很好的书籍？
Or what about your battle against sin?
还有你跟罪的征战怎么样？
Have you been putting sin to death in your life?
你有没有把罪定死呢？
Have you made progress in holiness?
你有没有在圣洁上有更多的成长？
Have you grown in humility?
你有没有更多的谦卑自己？
Have you learned to trust God more in the midst of trial?
你有没有在试炼中更多的相信神？
What about here in the church?
你觉得教会里怎么样呢？
Are you more committed to the church than a year ago?
你对这个教会的委身更多了吗？
Are you more generously sacrificing and giving and serving others here in the church?
你有没有更加慷慨的来奉献，来侍奉大家呢？
Have you been more bold to share the gospel with the lost?
你有没有更加大胆的来分享福音呢？
Have you been willing to confess your sins and forgive those who've sinned against you?
你有没有更加愿意来承认自己的罪，并且饶恕那些得罪你的人？
Most of all, do you love Jesus more?
所以你有没有更多的爱基督呢？
Of course, we could go on and on, but the question that this passage presses is, are we growing spiritually?
我可以问很多很多的问题，但最关键的一个问题就是我们的灵命有没有成长？
Or have you become content with where you're at?
或者你有没有满足于现状呢？
Maybe you've lost some of that zeal you had when you were a new Christian.
会不会你已经失去了当年你刚刚成为基督徒那样的热情呢？
When you were so excited to come to church.
那个时候你总是很愿意来教会。
Excited to read the Bible.
非常高兴的读圣经。
Excited to hear sermons.
非常兴奋的来听讲道。
And now it's like you're content to just sort of coast.
现在呢，好像你就是在靠着惯性而滑行。
You've checked the box of coming to church on Sundays.
你打一个勾，说我老教会去过了。
Check the box of a daily devotion.
打个勾说我今天读过圣经了。
You don't have any big obvious sins in your life.
好像我生命里面没有很大的罪嘛。
And so now you just want to live a nice, happy, comfortable life until you get to heaven.
现在呢，你好像就是只要过一个又开心又舒服的生活，直到到天堂的那一天。
Or maybe you're not growing because you've become discouraged.
也有可能你不再成长是因为你被有些失望。
You feel like you try to make progress, but it's just not working.
你想想你自己在努力，但是好像没有进展。
It's hard to understand the Bible.
这个圣经不容易理解。
Hard to overcome sin.
不容易战胜罪。
Feels like the church is falling apart.
也觉得这教会好像是越来越分散。
Your family's full of problems.
你的家庭里面也都是问题。
So maybe you've become a bit cynical.
你呢，可能就有点愤世嫉俗了。
You've stopped even expecting to grow.
你呢，就不打算成长。
And so you've tried less and less.
你呢，就慢慢就不再尝试了。
Well, I pray today that Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 16 would light a fire under us.
我盼望今天以弗所书这段经文能够再点燃我们心中的火。
In a word, what Paul is saying here is grow.
是在这里保罗说的一个字就是成长。
He says in verse 15 that we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ.
在15节里面他讲到，唯用凡事长进，连与元首基督。
He says in verse 14 that we're no longer to be children spiritually.
使我们不再做属灵的小孩子。
And he says in verses 11 through 13 that Jesus has given his church leaders.
在11到13节说，他说，基督已经给教会领袖。
So that we might all attain to the unity of the faith.
所以呢，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子。
To mature manhood.
得以长大成人
to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
And brothers and sisters, that means that we all have a wonderful calling.
弟兄姐妹们，所以我们要知道我们是有一个美好的呼召的。
Something far greater than any career.
比每个人职业都要更好。
Greater even than living for friends and family.
比我们的友情，比我们的家庭还要更好。
We are called to know the living God.
我们被呼召来认识这个活的神。
And to become like his son, Jesus Christ.
变得像他的儿子耶稣基督。
And this is something that no matter how long you've been a Christian,
这是一件事情，不管你在成为基督已经多久了。
No matter what you've achieved spiritually,
不管你在属灵上有多少的成就。
We all have a long way to go.
我们每个人都有很长的路要走。
We can never just put up our feet and relax.
我们永远不可能把脚翘起来就能够坐在那儿放松。
But it's also something that no matter how new or old you are,
这也是一件事情，不管你有多新或者你有多老，
no matter how weak you feel,
不管你感到有多么的软弱，
no matter who you are, if you're a Christian,
不管你是谁，只要你是基督徒，
we all can progress in this.
我们都一定可以进步。
God has given us what we need.
因为神已经给了我们所有需要的。
And this morning we're going to hear not only the charge to grow,
所以我们现在要做的事情就是要愿意去成长，
but some key points about how we grow.
这是关键，是我们如何来成长。
And I pray that in response,
我祷告呢，要在回应的时候。
You and I will not allow even one more day to slip by.
我和你将不会再哪怕虚度一天。
In which we have not done anything to actively pursue spiritual growth.
在这一天里面，我们没有主动的来成长我们的灵命。
And as we work through the passage together,
当我们在阅读今天的经文的时候
，I've structured it according to three ways that we grow as Christians.
我指出了三点我们可以属灵成长的方面。
And the first is this.
第一个是
We grow by using our gifts.
我们来使用我们的恩赐成长自己。
This is verses 7 through 10.
这是第七到第十节。
Paul says, But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以保罗说我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And he starts with the word but, because up till now he's been emphasizing unity.
在这个英文里面它有一个但是，因为前面它讲的是合一的事情。
He said there's one faith, one baptism, one Lord.
只有一信，一喜，一神。
But now he's going to talk about something that's different between us.
在这个转折里面他说我要讲一个不同的事情。
He says Jesus has given every believer a special measure of grace.
他说基督给我们每个人都是有一个特殊的恩赐。
And it comes in the form of one or more spiritual gifts.
他说的是有的是一个或者是几个属灵的恩赐。
And that's because, as he explains in verses 8 through 10,
然后呢，在八到十节里面，他就解释这个事情。
Jesus has distributed these gifts as part of his victory parade.
所以耶稣给我们这个这些属灵恩赐，就像他那个胜利的游行一样的。
Paul quotes Psalm 68.
什么是胜利游行呢？保罗就引用了诗篇六十八
，which describes a victorious king returning from battle，
讲的是一个获胜的君王回到他的城里的时候。
So he's leading a host of captives，
他是带着一群被抓住的人。
He has all the spoils of victory，
他有很多战利品。
And his people have come out cheering to welcome him，
当他的子民来对他欢呼的时候。
And the king gives gifts to his people from among the spoils。
神呢那个君王呢就在他的战利品里面把他的战利品分给那些欢迎他的群众们。
And Paul argues here that Psalm 68 is ultimately referring to Jesus.
所以呢保罗这里提醒我们其实诗篇六十八篇讲到的君王是耶稣基督。
Because it says this king has ascended on high.
因为这个君王升到了高天。
And Paul says that means that the king must have first descended.
如果要上升的话他必定要先下来。
And who descended but Jesus Christ?
谁下来呢？只有耶稣基督他下来。
Who left heaven and was born as a man?
他离开了天庭，成为一个婴儿。
And then lowered himself to die on the cross.
然后谦卑自己，死在十字架上。
And of course, Jesus is also the one who has now ascended.
当然了，基督现在也又升天了。
Who was raised victoriously from the grave?
因为他从死里面又复活。
And is now seated at the right hand of God.
他现在坐在天父的右手边。
And Paul's point is that now Jesus,
他说现在耶稣
in fulfillment of Psalm 68,
来满足诗篇第六十八篇
is distributing spiritual gifts to his church.
他把他的属灵的恩赐交给了我们的教会。
As part of his victory parade.
就像他是在胜利游行一样的。
Now, why does Paul bring this up in the first place?
为什么保罗要讲起这件事情呢？
He's been talking about maintaining the unity of the Spirit.
因为前面他讲的是我们要维护我们的合一。
So how do spiritual gifts fit in?
怎么可以属灵的恩赐来帮助这件事情呢？
Well, first of all, he's clarifying that unity doesn't necessitate uniformity.
这里呢，他用过这个通过这个转折，特别提醒我们，合一并不是说我们都是一模一样的。
Not every Christian is supposed to look exactly the same.
并不是每一个基督徒看起来都是一模一样的。
But secondly, it's because our diversity of gifts should actually make us more unified.
第二个呢，是说我们之间的多样性其实让我们会更好的合一。
And more able to grow.
更加能够成长。
And a perfect illustration of this is a human body.
是其实很好的一个图像，就是人的身体。
I mean, just think how well would your body get along if it was composed of nothing but big toes?
所以你说我们的身体会怎么样呢？如果我们一身都是一堆大脚趾头怎么样呢？
Or ears.
或者说我们一个身体全都是耳朵会怎么样呢？
Obviously, what makes the body a cohesive whole?
所以呢，让一个身体能够合一的。
And able to grow?
能够成长的。
Able to thrive?
能够
Is the diversity of your different members.
是因为我们身体有不同的部分。
And as Paul says in verses 12 and 15 and 16,
所以呢，在保罗在十二到十五到十六节的时候，
the church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And you see, one of the reasons why Jesus gifts us all differently,
其中有一个，为什么基督要给我们不同的恩赐呢？
is so that we will be more united because we have to depend on one another.
所以呢，我们不得不合一，因为我们要依赖于彼此。
In other words, you can't grow as a Christian on your own.
所以你作为一个基督徒，你一个人是不可能成长的。
You as an individual Christian don't have everything you need for growth.
作为一个基督徒，你不具备有所有你需要成长的因素。
Any more than your finger does.
就像你一个手指头是不可以自己长起来的。
But like a body.
而是作为一个身体。
Jesus gives the church as a whole all that we need.
所以基督给的是这个教会里各种各样我们需要的恩赐。
So that when we work together,
当我们在一起努力的时候，
we can grow together.
我们就能够一起成长。
Look what he says down in verses 15 and 16.
让我们看一看在15到16节他说的。
He says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督。
From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped,
全身都靠它联络得合适，各节各安其职。
When each part is working properly,
照着个体的功用彼此相助，
makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love,
便叫身体渐渐成长，在爱中建立自己。
And so the point is, we need one another.
所以呢，就是说我们是需要彼此的。
There's no place for lone ranger Christians.
在那个基督徒里面，应该是没有独行侠这个事情。
If we don't have one another, if we're not united together,
如果我们不是是合一在一起的话，
none of us are going to grow like we ought.
没有一个人能够成长。
This is also why every Christian needs to be a committed member of a local church.
所以这是为什么我们每一个基督徒都要必须委身于一个地方的教会。
You need the church so you can grow.
你需要一个教会，你才能够成长。
And the church needs you so she can grow.
教会也需要你，所以他们才教会也才能成长。
And so if you're not a committed member of this church or another church,
所以你如果不是这个教会的成员或者别另外一个教会的成员的话，
make that commitment.
请你委身。
Tell Hui or Zong Min that you want to join this church.
你如果要参加这个教会的，就告诉宗明跟宗辉。
So that you can grow.
这样的话你就能够成长。
And if you are a member of this church, realize that you have a role to play.
如果你是这个教会的会员的话，你有一个重要的责任。
You have been gifted by Christ with something important for the whole body.
你必定有从基督来的重要的恩赐，对这个教会有很大的作用。
Do not believe the lie that it's only the preacher who matters.
千万不要相信在教会里面只有讲道的人才重要。
Only the leaders.
不是只有领袖才是最重要的。
Only the people who seem front and center.
并不是说在前面能够看得见的那些人是教会唯一重要的。
Every body part matters.
每一个身体的部分都很重要。
You realize how important even your little toe is when you injure it.
啊哈哈，当你的小脚趾头受伤的时候，你才知道它有多么的重要。
So every one of you is gifted in some way.
所以你们要记住，你们每一个人都是有恩赐的。
Maybe you're an encourager.
也许你是一个鼓励人的人。
Maybe you're a cheerful and a willing servant.
也许呢，你是一个很高兴、很愿意侍奉的人。
Maybe you're hospitable.
也许呢，你是很好客的。
Maybe you lead in generosity.
也许呢，你是特别慷慨。
You're compassionate.
你很有热情。
Maybe you have an ability with children.
你也许跟小孩的关系特别好。
Or with the elderly.
也许呢，你很会照顾老人。
Maybe you're someone who stands firm in your faith even in the midst of trials.
也许呢，你是一个在试炼当中能够站立得稳的人。
Whatever it is, Christ has gifted you to benefit His church.
不管是什么，基督必定已经给了你能够造福这个教会的恩赐。
To be an example for others.
成为一个榜样。
To strengthen others.
能够坚强别人。
And so that we can all grow together.
所以这样呢，我们都可以一起成长。
Now maybe you're thinking, well, but how do I know what my gifts are?
哎呀，也许你要问了，那我怎么知道我的恩赐是什么呢？
And if so, I would again encourage you to talk to Hui and Zongmin.
啊，如果是这样的话，我鼓励你跟宗明、跟辉聊一聊。
And say, I want to help this church grow.
问这样的一个问题，就是说我希望帮助这个教会成长。
And I want to grow.
我自己也愿意成长。
What can I do?
我能够做什么呢？
Because if you're trying to figure out what your gifts are.
我给你这样的建议是为什么呢？因为如果你要搞清楚自己的恩赐是什么的时候，
it's actually not just about thinking, what am I good at?
千万不要以为只是从自己的能力来出发考虑这个事情。
For example, I never would have dreamed of being a preacher.
就像我自己从来没有想过我会来讲道。
Most of the time, it's about simply recognizing where in the church there's a need.
很多时候其实要看的是教会里面有什么样的需要。
And then listening to the encouragement of others.
然后呢，愿意接受别人的鼓励。
Who are saying, you know what, we think you could be helpful here.
然后别人会告诉你，在这件事情上你可以有帮助。
And often as we step forward to do what we didn't expect,
很多时候这些事情不是我们期望我们能够做的事情。
We find ourselves more equipped than we realized.
但是我们做着做着就发现，原来我们是已经准备好了可以做这些事情。
Just as other times, there's things that we think we're quite good at.
反过来说呢，很多时候有些事情我们自己以为自己做得蛮好的。
That turn out not to be what Jesus would choose to use us for in His church.
结果呢，可能不是基督要你在这个教会做的事情。
So that's the first way we grow.
所以这是一个我们成长的一个方法。
By using the gifts Christ has given us.
基督给我们的恩赐来成长。
Now, secondly, we grow by being taught God's word.
第二部分呢，就是说我们要学习神的话语。
Look with me at verses 11 through 14.
这是在11到14节。
And notice here that Paul hones in on a particular group of spiritual gifts.
在这里呢，你们可以看到，保罗特别提到了一些比较专门的属灵恩赐。
He says that Jesus has given His church apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Now, why does Paul mention these?
为什么保罗特别提出这些恩赐呢？
What do they all have in common?
他们有什么共通的地方呢？
Well, the answer is they're the ones who provide and teach God's word.
这些人是提供并教导神的话语。
The apostles and prophets laid the foundation for the church.
使徒和先知呢，就是建立了教会的根基。
By providing new revelation from God.
把神的新的启示从神来的新的启示告诉大家。
It's because of them that we have a final and complete Bible.
因为靠了他们，我们才有了一个完整的圣经。
And then the evangelists and pastor teachers have gone on distributing and teaching God's word ever since.
而然后呢，这些传福音的人呢，和牧师和教师呢，就继续来传播神的话语。
Evangelists are probably something like what we would call today missionaries.
在这当中呢，那些传福音的人，其实我们现在可能叫他们宣教士。
Philip was called an evangelist.
腓力就是一个宣教的人。
Paul tells Timothy to do the work of an evangelist.
保罗也叫提摩太要做一个传福音的工作。
So these are men planting new churches.
这些人呢，一般来呢是建立新的教会。
Preaching the gospel in places where they haven't heard the gospel.
要在没有听到过福音的地方宣讲福音。
Trying to save unbelievers.
要 要救那些不信的人。
And then pastors and teachers are those called to existing churches.
而牧师和教师呢，是那些人被呼召到已经有的教会里面。
To shepherd the flock.
来牧养群羊。
To teach and explain God's word.
来教来解释神的话语。
And help the church to grow.
来帮助教会成长。
And the reason why Paul singles out this particular group of gifts.
保罗特别把这些恩赐提出来的原因是。
Is because the word of God is primary for everything else in the life of the church.
因为神的话语是教会一切事工的根基。
It's the source of life and growth.
这是教会的根源，教会的源泉。
God's word is to us what water and sunshine are for a plant.
神的话语对我们来说就像是植物需要太阳和水一样。
What milk is for a baby.
就像婴儿需要奶一样。
We all need God's word.
我们都需要神的话语。
It's how we become Christians.
这是我们如何成为基督徒。
It's how we grow as Christians.
这是我们如何成长为一个基督徒。
It's how we know God more.
这样也是我们如何来更多的认识神。
And come to love him more.
更多的爱神。
And it's how we know what we're supposed to be doing.
这样我们才能知道我们到底该做什么。
And so the men that are teaching God's word.
所以那些人要教神的话语。
There's something like the orchestra directors.
他们就有点像就像交响乐的指挥。
They're the ones who are telling everyone else what God is saying.
他是告诉所有的人说神说的是什么。
So that everyone else would know their role.
所以每个人可以知道自己的任务。
So that everyone else would know how to serve faithfully.
这样呢，每个人就知道自己如何来信实的侍奉。
And so the church as a whole can grow together.
这样教会作为一个整体可以一起成长。
And notice that Paul does not say that the pastors and teachers are the ones doing the work.
这里要注意一点，这里保罗没有说牧师和教师是做工是亲自做这些工作。
He says they're equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
他是装备教会的所有人来做这些工，一起做这些工作。
Yes, they're preaching and teaching God's word.
是的，他们是在传讲神的话语。
And working hard at that.
非常努力的这样工作。
But it's so that everyone else can work as well.
根本的目的就是让我们所有的人都可以做善良的事工。
So that every member of the body can do his or her share.
所以呢，每一个教会的成员都可以做他们自己应该做的事情。
So like all the different instruments in a symphony.
就好像是在一个交响乐里面的所有的乐器。
All of our gifts might be used together.
我们的恩赐就放在一起可以使用起来。
So that all of us can grow.
所以所有的人都能够成长。
All of us can know God more.
所有的人都能够更多的认识神。
All of us can become more holy.
所有的人都会更加的圣洁。
And more and more like Jesus Christ.
越来越像耶稣基督。
And so, I want to first encourage you all to be continuing to pray that God would provide you with a full-time pastor.
所以呢，我要希望教会的每一个人都认真的祷告，希望神可以给我们教会一个全职的牧师。
I mean, Paul is saying here that these gifts are very important.
因为保罗说这些恩赐是非常重要的。
And pray that that would be a man who is gifted to preach and teach God's word.
所以呢，我们要祷告的这个牧师呢，是要他要能够讲道，能够教神的话语。
And committed to helping all of you grow together.
而且委身于来帮助我们所有的人一同的成长。
It's also why I hope you'll be committed to praying for Hui and Zongmin.
这也是为什么我要鼓励你为钟明跟辉祷告。
As they continue to serve in leadership this year.
因为他们在今年在领导教会的事工的时候。
Pray that they would be faithful.
让他们要有信实。
Pray that God would give them wisdom.
求神给他们智慧。
Pray that they would continue to grow.
求神让他们也成长。
And pray that God would raise up other men to stand alongside them.
也祷告在教会里能够兴起别的人能够站在他们的身边。
This is also why I hope you'll pray for our Saturday morning sermon prep study.
这就是为什么我也要你们为我们的星期六早上的讲道预备来祷告。
That all of us who gather for that time together would be growing in learning about expositional preaching.
在那个一个半小时里面，我们可以一起学习如何能够释经式的讲道。
Learning to teach God's word more faithfully in the church.
来信实的教导神的话语。
That would help make the sermons better.
也祷告让我们的讲道讲得更好。
Because it's very important for how the whole body can grow.
因为讲道是让整个身体成长的重要的一部分。
And I also want you to consider for a moment what Paul says in verse 14.
我们也要大家再停下来想一想十四节里面讲的一个重要的事情。
He says that these men are to teach and the whole church is to grow together.
他是说这个教会要一同的成长。
So that we may no longer be children.
使我们不再做小孩子。
Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine.
中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
Now consider for a moment, how stable are you in your faith?
所以我要问你一下，请问你的那个灵命有多么的稳定？
Are you like a tree with deep roots?
你是不是像一棵根扎得很深的一棵树？
That stands firm in the midst of a storm.
在一个风暴里面能够站立得稳。
Or are you like a little dinghy out on the ocean?
或者你像很小的一个小船在那个风浪里面漂游。
Tossed on the waves,
在那个浪里面就飘来飘去。
Blown to and fro by every wind of doctrine,
被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
Because the winds of doctrine are going to blow,
因为很多异教之风一定会吹到这里。
Almost every day we're bombarded with YouTube videos.
我们每一天都受到很多YouTube 的攻击。
Social media posts.
Social media, 社交媒体
news reports,
新闻报道
political commentary,
政治评论
internet preachers,
还有网上的牧师
and most of it is not biblically sound.
那些东西大部分都是跟圣经不吻合的
but to the spiritually immature.
对属灵上不成熟的人来说
it can look、like、it.
看起来还不错
I mean, children tend to be naive.
因为小孩子比较幼稚
They're easily led astray.
他们很容易就被人骗了
And Paul doesn't want us as Christians to be like that.
但是保罗叫我们不要像做那样的基督徒
But many of us are.
但是很多人我们就是比较幼稚
Think for example of all the Christians who were blown astray by woke ideology in recent years.
有一点我要提醒大家，最近有很多的基督徒都被带偏了，被一个叫觉醒文化带偏了。
Yeah, the world tells us if we're really going to love people,
这是就是爱的一个偏激。他说我们如果要爱别人的话
，we just need to affirm their identity.
我们就要肯定他们自己的身份。
Whatever they say about themselves,
不管他们说自己是什么，我们就要认可他们是什么。
And if we're going to love people, we need to fight against depression.Fight against oppression.
如果我们要爱人的话，我们要对所有的压迫做斗争。
And so, certainly, what God says about male and female gender roles, well, that we can't affirm.
他们就说，在圣经里面定的男女的次序的话，是我们不能够认可的。
And there have been Christians who, in the name of love, have been blown astray by that sort of teaching.
所以很多基督徒就在这个爱的名义之下，就被这些异端邪说给带偏了。
Because they didn't have a firm foundation from God's word.
因为他们没有一个坚定的根基。
And in just a matter of time,
只要时间过去之后
those winds are going to blow a different direction.
这个风又会往另外一个方向来吹。
And they're going to get blown that way.
然后又被吹到另外一个方向去。
Then on the other hand, some of us are maybe blown more by right-wing media.
另外来说，我们有些基督徒也是被右翼的媒体来吹动。
Because conservatives may be right when it comes to abortion and homosexuality.
那些保守派的，也许是他们在看这个流产跟同性恋的时候，他们是有一些正确的方面的。
But that doesn't mean that they're in line with biblical values across the board.
但并不是说他们在所有的事情上都是跟圣经的价值是相同的。
I mean, sadly, I've seen Christians become fearful.
我就看到有很多基督徒变得很恐惧
angry
发怒
cynical
愤世嫉俗
because of what they saw on Fox News
就是因为 Fox News yeah, 就是 Fox News
because the latest YouTube video they saw
就是因为看了一些新的一些 YouTube 上面的 video 视频
and they don't even realize that it's teaching them not to trust God
这些东西都是教我们不要信任神
not to rejoice in Christ
不要在城里面喜乐。
Not to love their neighbor as themselves.
不要再爱他们的邻舍。
They're being blown astray without even realizing it.
这个被吹走了都不知道被吹走。
Or there are those who listen to internet preachers.
哦，还有一些人听网上的一些讲道。
And they find their way into unsound teaching.
他们那些东西都是不正确的教导。
Often because they're so interested in some new thing.
因为我们有的时候都追求一些新的理解。
Some obscure topic.
一些不明不白的一些话题。
And they don't even realize the kind of false doctrine they're being pushed into.
他们都不知道自己已经被教了一些错误的信仰。
Other Christians are blown to and fro by experiences and emotions.
还有一些人，他们飘来飘去是因为他们的经历和他们的感情。
You know, if they're depressed or if they're happy.
他们有的时候比较沮丧，有的时候比较高兴。
They just listen to whoever's sort of speaking into their emotional state.
他的信心是根据他的那个感觉来定。
And they bounce from one church to the next.
他们有的时候到一个教会，有的时候又搬到另外一个教会。
A different example. I remember someone from our church who was having marriage problems.
我记得在我们教会当时有一个人他的婚姻出了问题。
And so he and his wife went to a counselor.
他和他的太太出去找一个咨询。
And supposedly, over 100 demons were cast out of his wife.
结果那个人在他的太太身上说赶出了一百个鬼。
And it was a very dramatic experience.
他感到这个事情对他很有震动。
And he was convinced that this had changed everything.
他认为这个就是事情的要点。
That their marriage was saved.
他认为他们的婚姻被拯救了。
And he concluded that therefore Christians must be able to be demonized.
他就认为所有的基督徒都会被鬼附。
And he thought that our church needed to start casting demons out of all the different members in it.
他就跑回教会，叫大家在教会里赶鬼。
And so they wound up leaving the church.
最后呢，他就离开了教会。
And years have passed, and I don't think their marriage has survived.
好多年过去了，他们的婚姻其实也没有能够生存下来。
He was just blown astray by this wind of doctrine.
所以一下子就被这个吹偏掉。
Guided more by experience than by the word of God.
他因为他更愿意相信自己的经历，而不愿意相信神的话。
And so, brothers and sisters, what about us?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样
？Are we spiritually mature?
我们属灵上是不是成熟
？Are we easy to just blow?
还是我们很容易就飘来飘去
I mean, ？Do you know the Bible and theology well enough not to be led astray?
你对圣经和神学是不是有足够的理解，所以你可以比较稳固
？And are you quick to just listen to some outside voice？
或者还是你外面有点声音，你就会去听
？Someone whose life you don't even really know？
你都不知道他们是怎么样的一个生命，你就听他们的话
？Or by God's grace would we pray that there would be leaders in this church that you know and you trust？
还是你愿意是神凭着神的恩典，神会在这个教会里兴起一些你认识？你可以信任的弟兄姐妹们。
Men who will not be perfect.
没有一个人是完美的。
But men who will be men of integrity.
但是这些人他是有 integrity.
Who are reliable.
可靠的。
Steadfast.
稳固的。
Who teach the main things and the plain things.
他们教的是主要的事情而且是简简单单的教你们。
So that we would be built up in the faith that was once for all handed down by the apostles.
所教的就是从古到今使徒教给我们的这些福音。
Not just eager to go explore strange and new teachings.
不是去找稀奇古怪的新的一些主义。
But eager to know more of Christ.
而是要更多的认识基督。
And him crucified.
知道基督的钉死。
And the glories of God revealed in the gospel.
要知道神的荣耀的彰显。
May that be our great passion.
希望这些成为我们的热情。
Our strongest desire.
变成我们最大的愿望。
Because then we will grow into maturity.
这样我们才能够慢慢的长成熟。
And stability.
才有稳定性。
And true unity with one another.
才有真正的合一。
So that's the second way that we grow.
这是我们的第二点，如何来长。
By being taught God's word.
就是学习神的话语。
Now, thirdly and finally,
最后一点
we grow by speaking the truth in love.
我们在爱里面彼此讲真理。
And this is verses 15 and 16.
这是第十五到十六节。
And here what Paul is basically saying,
在这里保罗讲所讲的是
is that the message you hear on Sunday mornings,
说你在星期天早上听到的信息
and the teaching you receive from those gifted to teach,
你受到的那个在教会里受到的一些教导
is both supposed to teach you how to use your gifts to bless the church,
不仅是教你如何来用你自己的恩赐来侍奉这个教会。
And also equip you to be able to speak God's truth to one another.
也让你能够跟别人讲神的真理。
It's to help you know what to say.
让你知道你该说什么。
To point others to Christ.
你要说的事情要把别人指向基督。
To help them grow.
帮助别人成长。
To encourage them spiritually.
来在属灵上面鼓励他们。
It's supposed to be helping you grow in your love for other believers.
因为这是出于你对别人的更多的爱。
Because you view them as those for whom Jesus died.
因为你看到他们，你就知道他们是基督的血赎回来的弟兄姐妹们。
And in love for them.
你就会爱他们。
Out of a desire to see them grow.
你就有愿意他们成长的愿望。
Out of a concern for their good.
你就会担心他们的好坏。
You realize that one of the best things you could possibly do for them?
你就知道你最有价值的一件事情是
is to speak words of truth.
是要把神的真理讲给他们听。
Now what does this look like?
这看起来是什么样的呢?
Well, it actually starts here on Sunday mornings.
让我们从星期天早上开始说起来。
In chapter 5, Paul says that we're to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
在第五章十九节讲到，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
So one of the greatest ways that we speak the truth to one another in love is by singing together.
所以有一个很好的一个方法，我们彼此诉说神的真理的话，就是我们一起唱诗歌。
Yes, we do sing to God.
我们是对神唱的。
But we also sing to one another.
也是对彼此唱。
To remind one another the truth of God's word.
要彼此提醒神的话语的真实性。
We sing to those who come here sad or depressed.
我们唱给那些来的时候是悲伤是郁闷的人。
To encourage them to rejoice.
鼓励他们要快乐起来。
We sing to those who have forgotten things about God.
我们也唱给那些忘记神的恩典的人听。
To remind them who God is.
提醒他们神是什么样的。
Though those who are feeling tempted to sin.
也唱给那些就是被罪所诱惑的人。
To remind them why God is worthy of our whole heart and life.
提醒为什么神是值得我们的全心全意的奉献。
We can also speak the truth to one another before and after services.
我们也可以在敬拜之前和之后彼此来讲真理。
Every time you tell someone, I'm going to pray for you.
每次跟别人说我要为你祷告的时候。
You're reminding them that God is our Father in heaven.
你提醒他们他的天父是在天上的。
That we can take all our burdens and concerns to him.
我们可以把我们所有的负担都交给神。
Or maybe you have the opportunity to ask them, what did you think of the sermon?
也许你可以问他说今天的这个讲道你听下来怎么样。
Or to share with them a way that it applied to your life.
或者可以跟他们分享一下今天的那个讲道对你的影响是怎么样的。
Now you're encouraging that person to be thinking about it.
这样你就会鼓励那个人再回想今天的讲道。
And together you can talk about what you just heard.
一起呢，你们就可以谈论这样的事情。
And so again, we all have an active role to play.
所以在这里面呢，我们都是有主动的工作可以做。
You know, we also speak the truth in love by being honest with one another.
我们也可以彼此诚实的来讲这些事情。
Not just ignoring issues.
不是说忽视。我们的问题
not just letting tension remain,
不是让教会里面的张力一直维持在那里
but seeking reconciliation,
而是尽量的去寻求和好
and if you have a problem with anybody,
如果你对人有什么问题的话
go to them directly,
直接去跟那个人讲
don't talk about it behind their back,
不要在他们背后讲
but in love, go and tell them the truth,
带着爱心去告诉他们这些真实的事情
Because you want to be reconciled with this person.
因为你要跟这个人和好。
I mean, we live in a world where there are many fake people.
这个世界上充满了虚伪的人。
Many plastic smiles.
很多塑料一样的笑容。
Let it not be so among us.
让这个不会在我们教会里发生。
May there be honesty and integrity.
让我们这里面有真实，有真理。
May we speak the truth in love.
让我们能够凭着爱心讲真理。
And remember that we must always speak the truth, not just to win an argument.
要知道，我们讲这些真理的时候，不是我们的目的，不是要赢得一个争论。
Not to tear someone else down.
并不是要把别人给摧毁。
We speak the truth in love.
我们是凭着爱心讲的是讲这个真理。
Because we should view one another as members of the same body.
我们要知道，就好像是身体的一部分跟另外一部分讲一样的。
Together we have the same goal.
在一起，我们有一个共同的目标。
And we recognize that the only way the body is going to grow as it should.
我们也知道这个身体如果要正常的成长的话。
In fact, the only way you can grow as you should.
就是当你自己个人要能够正常的成长的话。
Is when every other member is doing his or her part.
就是说别的肢体的话也在做他们的那部分。
So we want them to be healthy.
所以我们希望别的成员也很健康。
And we share the truth with them.
我们把真理跟他们分享。
So that they can grow.
所以他们可以成长。
And so that we can grow.
所以我们也可以成长。
And so that the whole body can grow together.
所以这样整个身体可以一起的成长。
And as Paul says here, every member is working properly.
所以就像这里保罗说的每个身体都能够联络得合适。
So that it builds itself up in love.
所以可以在爱中建立自己。
So that's the third way we grow together.
这是我讲的要第三个部分，如何来一起成长。
By speaking the truth in love.
可以彼此在爱中讲真理。
Now as we conclude, I want to return to the question asked at the beginning.
在结束的时候，我要回到我开始的时候问你的这个问题。
Are you growing spiritually?
你的属灵生命在成长吗？
Are you becoming more loving?
你有没有更有爱心？
With more love for Christ and love for His people?
更多的爱基督和爱基督的人们。
Are you becoming more stable?
你有没有变得更加的稳定？
Less childlike.
不像一个小孩子一样。
Less naive.
没有那么幼稚。
Less blown to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
不会被邪教的东西吹来吹去。
And are you becoming more like Christ?
你有没有更加的像基督？
More holy.
更加圣洁。
More obedient.
更加顺服。
More full of all the fruit of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
更加充满了圣灵的果子。
And friends, I hope that however you answer that question,
我希望不管你怎么回答这个问题，
that this passage today makes you desire that more.
希望今天的这个经文可以让你更加的愿意要这样的事情。
I hope you leave here today committed to not allowing one more day slip by.
我希望你能够真是能够在今天之后有这样的一个决心，不让一天虚度。
In which you fail to strive to grow spiritually.
在每一天，你都要努力的成长。
And I hope you leave here today encouraged.
我希望你今天离开这里也会得到一个鼓励。
That growth is possible.
因为成长是可能的。
God has given us all we need.
神已经给了我们百般的恩赐。
And with greater clarity of how you can grow.
也希望你能够有更清晰的眼光，知道你如何能够成长。
By devoting yourself to this body.
委身于这个基督的身体。
So that we can all grow together.
所以这样的话，我们可以一起成长。
And may God give us grace to do so.
愿神给我们恩典来做这样的事情。
Amen. And let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们是这样是感谢你的话语。
We thank you that you have reminded us that we are called to grow.
我谢谢你提醒我们，我们是被呼召要成长的。
Help us not to be content to remain where we are.
让我们不要安于现状。
But to look up to you.
让我们来仰望你。
To see the glory of Christ.
看到基督的荣耀。
To yearn to know you more.
愿意来更多的认识你。
And to be more like Christ.
更像基督。
And God, we pray that your blessing would be upon this church.
天父，我们也真是求你来保守这个教会。
That you would help this body to grow together.
让这个身体能够一起成长。
To maintain their unity,
来维护他们的合一
and to recognize their giftings,
来认识到他们各自的恩赐
and like a beautiful symphony,
就像一个美妙的音乐一样
to strive together,
一起一同的努力
side by side,
肩并肩
for the sake of the gospel,
为了福音的缘故
so that each and every member might grow,
这样当中的每一个成员都能够成长
and we pray that you would give us great joy in doing so.
让我们也祷告，让我们就是在做这些事情都充满了喜乐。
That even when we fall short,
就算有的时候我们做不到的时候，
we would remember that Jesus gave himself for us.
我们还是要记得基督为我们舍了自己。
That we would celebrate your grace together.
我们真是要一同的来庆祝这个恩典。
And we would be looking forward to the day.
我们盼望那主来的那一天。
When we can see you face to face.
当我们能够面对面的来见到你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们凭耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.